Yeah, hi, Emmett. It's Paul calling you back. Not sure why we got disconnected there.
Yeah.
But did you have any questions?
Yeah, $199 a month, and that makes it so if someone types in electrician
yes.
in this area, I pop up, right?
Correct. Yeah, and really anything they type in, electrician, electrical work, if they type in panel upgrade or whatever, any type of a specific electrical service that you can provide, your company will pop up, your website pops up. You'll actually have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your business. So they'll be able to
yep.
see, you know, some bullet points about your services, reviews, the link to your website. All of that will pop up. There's a click to call button too that they can hit to call you directly.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, the website's going to be included. No additional costs for the website. And like I said, when the website your sister is working on is completed, it's an easy switch for us to promote that. Now, the other thing I want to do just to make this as affordable as I can for you, especially as a younger company, is, you know, with that active profile page, the Angie's List, I know that you're spending good money on those leads. And like I said, you don't have to stop using it, but the goal would be to have you not need it.
Well, I haven't even used that. I haven't even used them yet, and I'm not.
You haven't used them yet. Did you pay like an annual membership fee to sign up with them?
Yeah, I paid them $100, and
right.
I told them I was too busy to take anything
Got it.
On right now, really.
Okay.
And they're sending me stuff that's kind of out of my zone.
I saw everywhere that they've got you listed, and a lot of it does fall outside of that 23-mile radius where you're most wanting to be found. So my goal would be to have you to never even have to turn on those leads or come out of pocket
yep.
more than you have for that. But because you did pay that $100 for them, I want to waive your setup fee. There's usually a one-time setup fee on our end. It helps us to offset the cost of creating all the content and the website and everything else. But I'd be willing to waive that setup fee just to kind of offset a little bit of what you spent with that other service.
Okay.
So normally the $99 setup fee, I'll waive it altogether. It would just be the flat rate of the $199 out the door then. And then
okay.
I see it as Larson Electric LLC. Did you want the LLC to
yep.
be part of the branding of the business? It's a personal choice, but we do want to be consistent.
No, I don't think
okay.
it needs to be, right? What do you think?
I agree. If anyone ever asks me, I say leave it off. If someone says I'm proud of it, please put it there. I'll agree to that. But, you know, most people know what it stands for, and I think it looks more
yeah.
professional, just the business name. The consistency is the important thing, that it's listed the same way everywhere. So on the website, on the Google and Bing listing, on the 70 directories, it's just going to be Larson Electric then. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, Emmett, the one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to
yeah.
reach you? It is, the 802-380-4620. Is it a smartphone? Can you
yeah.
receive a text? You can, okay. Like I said,
yeah.
at least on our website, when someone fills out the contact form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website too. If not, it can be hidden but still attached to that contact form. Emmett, what's a good email address either for you or for your company?
LarsonElectric1@gmail.com.
Okay, so basically the business name and then the number one, not the word spelled out at
yeah.
gmail.com. So we can certainly list that physically on the website as well as attach it to the lead form. And then we will, when necessary, use the email address to contact you. We use phone, text, email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we want you to have. If it's, you know, longer information and something we want for your records for you to have on file, we'll definitely email it out to you. Do you, though, prefer phone, text, email, any or all of those?
Email.
Email
better.
Preferred?
Yeah.
Email preferred? I'll
yeah.
put email preferred. And then I never want to assume, but with the name Larson Electric, is Larson your last name?
Yeah.
And is your first name E-M-M-E-T, or how do you spell that?
E-M-M-E-T-T.
Two T's. Okay, gotcha. And
yeah.
then I did want to ask you about the physical address that I see And Tara says it's not even accurate anymore, but the Andrews has got a 204 Dover Road, but that would not be accurate now, right? She says you're in Windham.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I'm in 820 Chase Road, Windham, Vermont.
Did you say Case, like C-A-S-E?
C-H-A-S-E.
Oh, Chase. Chase Road?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. And that populates as 05359 for the zip code. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's kind of where we, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, so to speak, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to build your website and create that content, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. Of course, we'll want to talk to you also about all the services you want to be found for. So that would be taken care of in a follow-up call. What I would do now, Mr. Larson, to secure the listing for Larson Electric, and this is actually required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we've reduced the cost, that the rate will never go up, that we're actually waiving the setup fee and including a website for you, etc. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question, if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Give me just a quick second here, Emmett, to get that.
And then, sorry.
Up.
Sorry to, I'm not trying to rush you or anything, but I gotta run into a customer's house in a few minutes. I got time for this, but then I gotta.
Yes. So I'll be as quick as I can without being rude.
Okay.
But like I said, stop me if you have a question. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Emmett, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Mr. Larson, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Larson Electric.
Perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Emmett, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Emmett Larson, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Larson, as the owner of Larson Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Okay, yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, Emmett, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, of course, it's important that you're actively involved in your account, since our job is to make sure that customers who see you and need you are able to call you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls and emails, text messages, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Emmett, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Larson, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we're asking, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for you. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or even more important is that we make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create online content for your business online, we ask you to at least let us know. Mr. Larson, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
OK. Okay, perfect. Now, with the reduction in cost that I'm applying here, the waiving of the setup fee, the website included, and it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm waiving, will be charged today, the 28th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199. And once again, Emmett, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, again, means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost, the goal at least being that it's a placeholder until the website your sister is working on is completed. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Larson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Emmett, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard, but just I'm just wondering, I'd like to, just because I trust that you're with Google and stuff, but I'd like to just get an email or something from you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually going to get you, and you'll get everything in writing. Even before we get off the phone here, I want to send you a link to our pricing page. It's the fastest thing I can do here. It is a SMS message to the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message. So it'll come out to you right now. If you want to put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters, localsplash.com/pricing. If you want real quickly just to scroll down to the middle of it where it says Google Ads Partner, the colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box. It says Google Premier Partner. Now, that is not just copy and pasted on there off the internet. Anybody could do that. That's our actual badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box, and it does go directly to google.com. So you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. In fact, we are Google Premier Partners. That's the highest level of partnership that can be achieved, and it is there because of our training, our product knowledge, our certification. We're certified in both search and display ads, and of course, no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google Premier Partner. In fact, anyone who tells you they can get you on that first page needs to, at the very least, be a regular partner for Google. We started there 5 years ago. That was the very beginning of that partnership program. We were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google there. We worked our way quickly from regular partner through channel partner. We are now, like I said, Google Premier Partners.
Okay.
Everything we went over in the voice verification is also going to be emailed out to you in writing for your protection.
Okay.
Okay. Did you say that was a MasterCard or a Visa?
MasterCard. I thought you, did you send the text out?
I did. I thought, I did. I thought you said you got it.
Oh, no. I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay.
I've got a thing of paying over the phone with, you know.
It depends on who your phone carrier is. Sometimes it takes a minute or two. Let me send you real quick an email then. That's going to have even more information about what we talked about. If you give me just a second here. It's also going to have the link that I tried to send by text message. But I do want you to see that. I mean, absolutely. I want you to feel comfortable in this. And again, I'm not trying to rush you in any way, shape, or form, but you did say that you are in a bit of a time crunch here. So I'm trying to get things done quickly here. No problem. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm waiving the setup fee on this email before I send it, and then, of course, reducing that rate. So I did send that email out to you. It's Gmail to Gmail on a big server, so if you don't see it immediately popping up in your inbox, check your filtered mail, but at least that way you'll have the link that I'm trying to send out to you. A lot of other information on there as well. Did you get the email at least?
Yeah.
Okay. So the link I was trying to send you, or it's easier here, just scroll all the way down to the bottom. Instead of opening up the link, scroll all the way down to the bottom where it says, please click on our badge of authenticity below. That's the same thing that I was trying to send you by SMS message. You can click right on that box, and again, it does go directly to google.com. Do you see at the bottom where it says Google Premier Partner, that box just below the video attachments?
Sorry, I'm looking right now. Right below the video attachments.
Above it, right above it, just below my signature, where it says Paul G. It's got my email address on there. It says, please click on our badge of authenticity below. You can see the recognizable and colorful Google logo. It's in a box that says Google Premier Partner.
Yes.
Right at the very bottom of the email. So yeah, if you click right on that, it goes to google.com, so you can see that we are Google partners. In fact, we're premier partners. Again, that's the highest level
okay.
of partnership that can be achieved here. And we've been with the Google Partnership Program for, oh gosh, going on about 5.5 years now.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. I'll give you a payment, and then I'll see how this, you know, we'll see what this first month does for me.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, like I said, you'll get the tracking and the reporting. You said that was a MasterCard, I think, right?
Yep.
And Mr. Larson, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Yeah. Yeah. Emmett Larson.
No middle initial on that particular card?
E. Emmett E. Larson.
M and E, okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard, Mr. Larson. I'm actually ready for that number
yep.
whenever you are, sir.
All right. 5480.
Yes, sir.
0612.
Okay.
2602.
Yes, sir.
7159.
Let me read that back to you. I've got 5480 0612 2602 7159.
Yep.
And the expiration month and year?
08/24.
08 or August of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
102.
102. So 102 on the back and 08 of 24, the expiration. Does that bill to the 820 Chase Road, 05359?
No, it bills to 204 Dover Road.
The 204 Dover, and that's 05362, right?
Yep.
Okay, and that's in Williamsville. In about a minute or so, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. If you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Yep, I got a pen handy.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, Emmett, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, the email address is
okay.
support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that by email in about a minute. You'll also receive
okay.
an additional email. That first month's invoice is emailed out to you separately. It is on the invoice email where you will see a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. The email or that side, the link will also be texted out to you. So again, depending on your carrier, you may receive the text message sooner than you receive the email. If you do receive that on this phone call, just let me know. I'd like to quickly walk you through a couple of things. Maybe you'll get the email first in this case. And then as far as scheduling that follow-up call with our technician, towards the end of the day, we have a tendency to get booked out quite a bit. But there is still one slot available today. It would be at 5 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 5 until 6. It only takes about half an hour. So the call would get to you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. In fact, you can even work as long as you can answer, you know, those basic questions I mentioned and a couple of others. Would that work out for you today at 5 for that follow-up call from our technician?
I'm going to be in a meeting.
You will. So we'll have to look to tomorrow then. The earliest available would be 10 a.m., the last available 6 p.m., and it looks like with just an exception or two that there might be at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something early like 10 or late like 6? The 10 o'clock? Okay.
10.
So we'll put it down for 10 o'clock tomorrow. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. You'll receive a reminder email at 9 that the call is scheduled at 10. You'll receive a calendar invite in about a minute or so here. You do not have to respond to the calendar invite, although some people do. It really is just more for your records. Now, Mr. Larson, did you happen to receive either the text message or the invoice email?
Yep, I got the invoice.
You got the invoice. It's going to ask you to click here, and it's hyperlinked in blue. If you can click on that, I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things real quick here. This is actually going to take you to my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms. This is actually, though, your client dashboard that you'll be using soon to track your success. But it talks about the optimization of Google, and, of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing, the landing page, the directory submissions. If you scroll down towards the bottom or about halfway through, two-thirds of the way down, just to confirm the 802-380-4620, that's the number that you can receive a text message on. We do not want you to actually click on that box, though, because that's to opt out of SMS or text messages.
Right.
We actually want to be able to text you when we can or need to. Towards the bottom, though, it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer, the card, of course, in your name. We want you to click on that. You can either copy and paste Emmett E. Larson or type it into the sign here box. But if you copy and paste, just be careful not to include a space before or after. That confuses the system. And once you've got it in there, just hit the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. Perfect. So you'll know that you're successful when it asks you for a username and a password. Do you see that? So this lets us know that you know that it's month to month, everything else. It also allows us to verify you're an active business in the local area and to do the NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. You don't have to worry about the username or the password. Like I said, this is your tracking and reporting dashboard, so the system thinks you're trying to access that now. The password's not been created yet. Of course, your client dashboard has not been created yet either. The username, though, is the phone number that we're speaking on. Just no dashes, no spaces, or parentheses, anything like that. You'll see it on the calendar invite that I'll send out to you. It'll have the username, your name, your phone number. Then it says local / CIENG. That just means client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me about that. But I'll get you off the phone here. I appreciate your patience with me. And, of course, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you and getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, cool.
All right. It'll be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow around 10. But you have a wonderful day, and you enjoy the upcoming weekend, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will. Take care, Emmett. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.